Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And your fairy pod mothers are back for another episode. Today we're talking about productivity and procrastination and all of those kind of girl boss topics. This is a good episode if you need a bit of motivation, if you need to get some shit done. Not in a tough love way, we're not here to make you feel bad, we're here to make you feel good. I think we give some like actual practical tips in this episode, so enjoy.
Oh god. Perfect.
I don't breathe when I do the intros. I get so nervous for them. Jesus.
Perfect. Hey.
Ready. Cool. Hi.
Once again.
I'm excited. I can't remember what we're talking about now. Oh yeah, productivity.
Yeah, procrastination, productivity, just all the things that we love to talk about.
We're just such girl bosses.
We really are. I'm shaking my head.
A productivity procrastination chat. I can't wait.
Do you feel like someone who is kind of not in their right mind, but like, do you feel like someone who is equipped to be giving tips on productivity and procrastination?
Mixed.
Yes and
mixed
no.
Mixed feelings.
Yeah.
Like, in some ways, yes. I think I've got like a grip on it.
Mm.
But in many ways, no.
Yeah, fair enough. In what ways have you got a grip? I would love to know. Let's just start us off with some confidence, with some like, you know, yeah, we want the positive up. I want to be motivated, like, you know, give me some something.
I am currently reading Atomic Habits, which was mentioned yes. in the last episode.
Yeah.
And it is quite a good book. I am enjoying it. It's about kind of getting your habits in order, like looking at the way in which like the small decisions you make throughout your day and like the larger impact those have on your life. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. A lot of like sort of persuasive arguments that he makes throughout the book. I'm fully sold on his way of
agenda.
Yeah.
His rhetoric.
So I think I've got quite a good sort of collection of habits at the moment. So I think I've got quite a good, I think, morning routine, which I have never had before. I'm not really a morning routine kind of gal. Like, I'm more of a wake up at whatever time, lie in bed, watch some YouTube videos, roll out of bed. What time do you call this? It's midday.
Snoozing by boozing.
Snoozing by boozing kind of gal. Like,
as she should.
As I should. But like, no judgment, or it varies. Sometimes I wake up at fucking 7 in the morning, would go on a run. Like, I do crazy things sometimes. I'm not on a schedule. Like, I just do whatever.
She's a free spirit. We can't hold her down.
Guys,
she can't be tamed.
I'm a boho babe.
Yeah.
You can't argue
exactly.
with that.
Yeah.
I just do whatever the spirit tells me to do.
Yeah.
And recently, in the last few weeks, I've been on a real sort of habit kick since reading this book. And okay. I've been really getting my habits in order. So I feel like I'm quite, I get myself quite geared up for
yes
the best day I could have.
It's 2 a.m. I need to rearrange my room, sort of geared up.
It's that kind of energy. Yeah.
Which
so I think I'm quite good at that, but I was never really good at like keeping to a timetable, like a revision timetable or things like that. Like, I'm never very good at that sort of thing. Like, I'm kind of the opposite of a girl boss in those ways.
I mean, hey, whatever works. So what are your habits and what's the impact that they're having?
My
and
habits
what are... made you think, okay, I'm going to finally read Atomic Habits. Like, I'm going to see if I like it. I'm going to do whatever, like, fine. Like, I've been broken down. I'm going to start implementing habits. Like, what was the switch?
Do you know who it was? My queen at the moment, Florence Given.
It's Florence Given.
Yeah, I've been listening to her podcast, exactly, which I am really enjoying. Like, really, really liking the vibe. And she was saying that she read Atomic Habits, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to read Atomic Habits. And
Yeah.
I really
with
like
army
it.
Army pants and flip-flops. Yeah, good. Okay, and yeah. What's the impact that it's having? Why do you like it?
I think it's good to get your day all geared up. Like, it's not really about morning routines, but I've really put it in terms of, like, there's one bit in the book which tells you to write out every behaviour you have in a day. So it'll be like, get up, go on my phone, have a shower, brush my teeth, have my breakfast, whatever. Like, it'll be things like hang my towel up, like really small things. And then you have to put either like a plus or a minus next to each thing. If like one of them is like positive, one of them negative, or if it's like a neutral action. And I went through my morning routine, which, as we've said, is not a routine, but more just like a collection of just like, blah.
Yeah.
And I realized that it's like, okay, so before I even have like had a conscious thought in the day, I've done quite a lot of like negative actions. So the habits that I put in, like, it will just be things like drink some water before you look at your phone, which is what, yeah, like, lovely. My phone does not play a part. I do not look at my phone until like 11 in the morning now. Like, my phone is not an active participant in my mornings anymore, which I am loving, all my evenings. Just nice things. It's like, eat breakfast, like make sure you do that, like have a shower, like get dressed is a big one.
Yes.
Things like that, which I'm really enjoying. Like, I think that things like that, they make such a fucking difference to then actually what you're able to do in that day. Because it's like, okay, so I was trying to have a good day, was I, when what I did was like roll out of bed, kind of put my slippers on, shuffle down to the kitchen, like kind of like, what the fuck
asking
is that?
For trouble.
asking for trouble.
I do think as well, it kind of comes back to what we were saying about how we like to think of things in these like really grand gestures, almost, of like huge achievements or milestones or big markers of success, or countdown to like this date where everything's gonna happen, or I'm gonna go here, or I need to buy a car, or I need to pass my driving test, rather than the small moments that are much less glamorous or exciting.
Yeah.
That are like, okay, I need to Google a local driving instructor, for example, to get you on your way to passing your test or getting a new car, whatever. We tend to think in these like huge kind of grand milestones that make it much less tangible and much harder to actually like work towards anything.
I think it's a big deal to know what you're working towards as well. Like, I think I was really thinking about this recently, like in loads of ways I'm like, oh well, why aren't I just better in every area of my life? And it's like, but you don't really have any goals in any of these areas. Like, it's almost like
that means nothing to you.
If is my goal to be happy? Like, I've never even thought of it in these terms. Like, is my goal to I would love to, I don't know, oh, like, why am I not on holiday right now? And it's like, but what have you made any steps towards that? Do you even acknowledge, is that something you want? Like, so many things, it's like we feel like we're behind in so many areas, but it's like you don't even actually know what your goal is, what steps, like, for example, but you want to be able to drive. You might feel shit every day because all your friends can drive but you can't drive, but you've never even thought, okay, so I need to book a test, I even want to drive, like, that's a big deal to me. What are the steps that need to happen in order for me to like
break it down,
get behind a wheel of a car?
Yeah, I think as well, like, it's again something I've said before, is the idea that like I have had a bit of a problem, I think, that I'm now like, I think I've managed to learn my lesson after some tumultuous times. I feel like I kind of had it in my head that like, oh yeah, whatever, like that doesn't work for me, or like I like almost something so simple as getting out of bed and getting ready and having some breakfast rather than sitting and watching YouTube on your phone is gonna make you feel better. Like, I would have it in my head like, no, like something so simple can't be, yeah, exactly, like come on, like whatever, like no one actually does that, like like that doesn't make sense or whatever. I think part of it for me was accepting like, you're a human being with human needs, you need to take care of yourself, and the longer you don't take care of yourself as well, the harder the price you pay for like all your ailments that you end up developing. Like, you can tell, I was having this conversation with my friend recently who's been really like just working to the bone and like not prioritizing herself, not even understanding that she could prioritize herself, sort of thing. And I was like, you're paying the price now with like so just like overused word, but like burnt out and just done, like you're so at the end of your tether that you're paying the price for all those times that you brushed off your own needs, like brushing off your own needs and like things that you need to do in order to take care of yourself. They feel like, they feel almost negotiable, but they're not negotiable.
100%, because you do pay the price for them.
You do,
like all of that time you spent sort of mindlessly scrolling, feeling like moment by moment just like slightly worse the longer you go through on TikTok.
You go to jail. Monopoly, go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect 200 quid.
It's like you're gonna be paying the price, because at dinner you're gonna be in a bad mood because the last half an hour you've just spent like scrolling,
and 6 months time you're gonna pass and you still can't drive.
Yeah, it can. This shit does actually catch up with you.
No, it does. And before you know it, you're not 16 anymore. You're like a grown woman.
You're 26.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts.
It does.
It actually does hurt, though. It actually does, like, legitimately cause me pain. Way. Yeah. Like, haha, this really hurts. Something that I, as well, have kind of struggled with, I think like my whole life, to be honest, really, like since I can remember, and that I'm really like trying to work a lot more consciously at now is my perfectionism, because it really stops me from doing anything, because I have this crazy idea of like, oh, well, I can't, I can't go and drive. I can drive, by the way, guys, but hypothetically speaking, I can't drive because, you know, I need to find the right instructor, and what if I find the wrong one and it's not going to go well, and I put all this pressure on myself for it to go a certain way, that I create this kind of bizarre scenario in my head of
where you
how
don't
it's
do anything,
where I don't do the reality is I don't do anything, because I paralyze myself with the idea of this standard that I know I'm not going to be able to meet. And actually I'm not gonna lie, I'm making some moves these days.
Are you?
Well, I've actually got a tip.
Okay, go on.
Can you believe I've got a life hack.
Go on.
Obviously, it's from my therapist. So immediately take the points from me. It's not my genius, not my president. But what the fuck was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that? It was like a duck. Like quack.
That's what I thought, but I think it was my dog.
Was it like a squeaky toy?
No, he doesn't have any toys like that make that kind of noise. I don't know. I think it was from his mouth, but
duck
I have no
on
idea.
The loose.
Honestly, duck, duck, goose. we went into this episode saying, let's just be, what did we say, like light as air?
Loosey goosey.
Let's be loosey goosey.
Loose as a goose.
As geese.
Loose as geese. Let's be loose as geese.
Let's be loose as geese. Loose as a goose. Loose as a goose. Anyway. Rachel's tip.
Mm-hmm.
Her Majesty Rachel's tip
is,
it wasn't even a tip, it was something that she told me to do, which was basically to, we pinpointed some things that I wanted to do. So say, let's say for example, learning to drive would be one.
Yeah.
I want to pass my driving test and get a car and scoot around town, as you should, okay?
Yeah.
Good for you, okay? Good for you, happy for you. Rachel would say, or what Rachel said to me was, start creating small behaviors that wouldn't necessarily fit where you see yourself now, and we're gonna call them experiments. And then you can come back and tell me how the experiments went. So for example, like say I woke up and I was like, this is just, you know, me personally, these are me and my issues, okay? So whether or not you can relate, I can only apologize if you can. I would wake up and be like, shit, I want to drive. I need to drive. Oh my God, right. Well, I should probably look for an instructor. I should probably book some lessons. Oh no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Oh my God, it's too much. It's scary. It's overwhelming. I'm not doing it. Cut to 6 months. I haven't done it. Yeah. Give up. Give the fuck up. Quit, quit, quit. Avoid, avoid, avoid at all costs. Mm-hmm. And instead, the idea would be, I'm going to wake up. Okay, I'm going to do a bit of an experiment today. My experiment would be, I need to feed back to Rachel, for example.
Yeah.
Let's say you want to feed back to Seffy and Wing. How might it go if you Google a driving instructor near you and book your first lesson, or just have a chat with them on the phone for five minutes and see what their schedule is like, what their lessons look like, if that's something you can do. How would that experiment go? Because it's not really me doing it. It's just an experiment. There's no pressure. It's just an experiment. Like, I'm going in with the idea that if I fail, it's immediately a learning, rather than if I fail, it's a reflection of me, because this isn't my thing. This is just an experiment that I'm doing.
It kind of turns you into sort of a character. It's a bit like your sort of crazed scientist.
Back to the future.
Yeah. 100%.
It's like when the lightning strikes, it's like, quick, get in the DeLorean and learn to fucking drive. But I think whatever way you can sneak yourself into taking the pressure off and starting to allow yourself to just try things, because something I'm really feeling at the moment is, even if nothing comes from it, or even if a total disaster comes from it, you do deserve to try. Like,
100%.
You deserve to try and fail. You deserve to try and win. You deserve to have amazing things. At least the bare minimum as a human being, you do deserve to try.
Yeah.
And I definitely think for a long time I felt like I couldn't try.
So. Real examples from your life of like how you've been putting that into practice. Like, what some fun experiments you've been doing?
Okay, well, this one is just the first one that came to my mind. Not necessarily fun.
Okay.
Actually, let me think, because that's not really productivity. Let me think.
No, I'd love to know.
Yeah?
Or anything that you want to give.
Well, this is the only one that I can kind of think of right now. Another thing we've kind of been talking about a lot, or something I've been thinking about a lot, is the idea of like these rules that I have, that I live by, of like, you know, if my core belief inherently is that I'm an unlovable, unworthy human being.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. What are the rules that I've developed for living in order to keep me safe? So, for example, one of my rules has been I must only ever reflect other people back to them. I can't have my own opinions or thoughts, or like, you know, I shouldn't really have a voice, and I shouldn't really share how I feel. My feelings don't matter. I need to prioritize others. That's my rule for living, is prioritize others, just ignore. Kind of what I was just saying.
It's so ironic that then you started a podcast.
Oh, exactly. It's my favorite thing, because it's like, so that's ironic. Actually hilarious that like the quiet child talks for a living.
Yeah.
Like, also,
like, your rule
about
for living.
Kind of silly things. Like, we talk about like Shrek and Donkey. Like, it's
but
just
also
fun
you
and
don't.
Games.
Like, it's funny to be like, my rule for living is don't have a voice. It's like, God, well, you have a strong kind of public voice.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You do.
Broken the rules.
Your rule is big time
broken.
Yeah.
So,
but sorry, carry on.
A rule for living that I grew up with is, you know, prioritize others' needs, don't acknowledge your own needs, for example. And so I had an experiment that I knew I was going to be seeing someone that I hadn't seen in a bit, and we're kind of friends, but like, you know, just a bit weird, whatever. And I went in thinking, in kind of a group setting, but I thought, there's a...
Can I know who?
You don't know who they are. Just, it's not like...
Gutting.
It was Seffy.
No, I thought it'd be someone we both knew. I was like, wow, who's
this? No, but I know who you're thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Oh, I don't... Yeah, that can't go.
No, that can't go.
No, anyway.
Just judge it when you edit.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, and I kind of had this vision of how I would be. I thought that I would kind of go into it and like immediately lose myself and like slip into that kind of child version of me that like wouldn't say anything and would just like give everyone else the floor and just observe and cater to everyone's needs and kind of, I'm sure a lot of people relate to this, but kind of like really being hyper vigilant of everyone else's behaviors and moods and trying to preempt how things might go wrong. So always trying to like appease other people and keep the peace and the harmony and kind of protect yourself by keeping everyone safe or keeping everyone happy. And so that was my hypothesis for the experiment. And so my experiment behavior would be, I am going to share my thoughts. I'm going to share my opinions. I'm going to share my feelings. And I'm going to see how people react to me. Am I confronted? Am I faced with, am I met with confusion? Like, what is, are people bewildered? What happens? Literally no one bats an eyelid. And I carry on with my day and I get to feed back to Rachel. I tried something a bit new for me and it worked. And even if that doesn't change the rule for living right now, it's going to hopefully compound.
It's a little bit of evidence.
Exactly. I'm going to compound and add and create some cumulative evidence as I go. I do it once. I might repeat the experiment again. I might do something else. So for example,
until it becomes a behavior.
You book your lesson. Okay. Then maybe, you know, when you do another few lessons, okay, you might then book your test. And suddenly not only are you booking driving lessons and doing your driving test, but you're also sending off your CV for a new job that you kind of don't have all the qualifications for, but you think you could squeeze your way in and you think it could be really cool. Or, oh, you kind of act a little bit different in a social scenario where you start to feel a little bit more confident. And slowly but surely, I think it becomes this like snowball of
100%
positive evidence. So that's where I'm at. Feeling good.
Do you know what? I think this is such a thing they do teach. Is your CBT that you're having?
Yeah.
I think it's such a CBT thing because the therapy I had for body dysmorphia was CBT as well. It was like a mix of CBT and some other BT thing. BT network. I don't know what it was, some other fucking thing. And there was a lot of that thing of like, what comes first, the behavior or the belief? And often the behaviors come before the belief. So like my therapist, but I'm not going to say her name because it's like niche and I don't want anyone to be like, okay, she blah blah blah. I love her, she's mine, because it's like, no, she's mine. But she was saying it almost like, imagine it's like a sort of a greyhound race of like, there's your behaviors and there's your beliefs like running in the race. So it's like, you might have the belief that you can't book your driving test, but the behavior of like, right, I'm just going to do it, like I don't identify as someone that can book a driving test or that can drive or any of this stuff, but if I just, my behavior will get there before, but my belief will be just after it. Like, they're always just like in this race, it's just always slightly after. And there were so many things that I had to do, like these experiments of one of my beliefs I had. I have this absolutely stunning blue dress, most stunning blue dress ever, and I had a real belief that I couldn't wear it anymore. I was like, I can't wear it. Like, I think I'd seen a photo of myself which I hated in it. I actually wore it to the first Women in Media.
I was
going to
say, it's like that blue dress.
Yeah, it was like the most stunning dress.
Yeah, it is,
like,
lovely dress.
So nice. I bought it and I think the photos that I didn't like were probably from that. But I saw a photo which I didn't like of myself in it. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot wear that. Never again. The experiment was wear the blue dress. And I knew I had to feed back and like,
wear
this dress. Or like, look, you've wasted a week of therapy. You haven't done the experiment. You just got to do it next week. And I wore it to a day out in Brighton with my friends. We were going to Brighton for the day. And on the day, it's like, I felt like I was doing this huge thing by wearing this dress. But it's like, of course, nobody even bats an eyelid that you're wearing it. Like, no one even notices you. But there was one person that I walked past and it was like this little kid. And she's like, she looks like a mermaid. And it's like, God, you know what? Evidence stacked in the blue dress being stunning camp. Like, bit more evidence for that. So I think so much of it is about building this like stack of evidence around your driving test, a blue dress, talking in public situations, whatever. It's like you're just basically trying to build like a well of evidence that stacks against the fucking shit evidence that you have against the thing in the first place.
Definitely. And it ties back into the habits of how do you spend your day to day? Do you spend your day to day as someone for example, I'm speaking to myself here, so I don't want to trigger anyone because it's speaking to a version of me, but do you spend your day as someone who sits in bed telling themselves they can't do things because they're not good enough, they're not going to do well enough, whatever, there's no point, blah blah blah, or do you spend your days trying things bit by bit and kind of facing the challenges, going through the pain of not being good enough, trying again tomorrow? Like, I think, do you remember when we spoke about this kind of idea that was like, let's say, I can't remember exactly what the number was, 57 maybe? Let's say you know for a fact, right?
Yes, I love this.
That everything you've ever wanted lies on the other side of the 57th failure that you get, or the 57th no, or the 57th bad grade, or like failed thing, or whatever you've done.
Yeah.
After you get your 57th failure, you'll have everything you've ever wanted. Yeah. Suddenly, oh my goodness, I can't wait to fail. I go into life actively. Exactly, yeah. Seeking out these experiences that, you know, if I win, whatever, and if I fail, that's also good because I'm getting closer to where I want to be. Yeah. And I remember I shared recently on the story that, like, at the beginning, like on Instagram, of our podcast Instagram, Steffi and Wing, which, by the way, we're TikTok stars. Oh my God.
Are we?
I think so. I'm a TikTok star personally.
We're loving TikTok.
Obsessed with TikTok, and you should go and watch our TikToks and Steffi and Wing and
Steffi
everything.
Steffi and Wing.
Yeah. Just feels like quite a big thing that we haven't mentioned.
TikTok, Steffi and Wing, guys. SEPHYANDWING.
I'm in a big thing at the moment where I don't know what's happened. I'm just feeling good. And
I think you don't even need to question it. Like, I feel like you have so much fear around, like, this period of feeling good. It's like, just accept it. Like, you feel good. Like, you don't even need to work it out. There's nothing to work out.
I want to work it out so I can give people advice. Do you know what
I
mean?
I don't think you're going to be able to do that for a while. Like, just settle into it. Like, you've only just got here.
I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. And to be honest, like, in my day-to-day, sorry guys, I'm going off on a tangent, but I don't feel like, I just feel good about it. I just wish I could help people. Like, I just want to bring everyone with, do you know what I mean? I like want to strap you to my chest and be like, come with me, like we're jumping off out of the plane, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I wish I had something more useful than like, oh my God, I'm feeling all right.
I think give yourself some time. Like, as you said in the last episode, it's like, you have
I've never known this
history
this
of feeling like this before. So it's like, put your own mask on before you put the other masks on. Like,
so true.
It's like, you literally have, in your own words, have never experienced this before.
Yeah.
Let's just settle in. See how it feels. You know,
it feels good.
Go to the park, get some sun, get an ice cream, you know, have some fun.
And also, like, linking back, TikTok was something that in my head I was like, I just could never make TikToks. Like, that's so embarrassing for me personally. It's just not something that I could ever see myself actually, how am I going to make that work, sort of thing. Like, what would that look like? How would I actually do that? And now it's like, I'll just be kind of folding my clothes and I'll just like prop my phone on the side and like film me doing it. And it's like, oh my God, I just made a TikTok. I just walk down the street and I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm making a TikTok right now. Part of that has come from not hating myself. I just made a TikTok. I just became a TikTok star. Part of that has come from, I used to have this debilitating shame around who I was and such a bad brain time. And any video of myself, I'd be like, I literally can't post that anywhere because it's so mortifyingly horrific. Mm. So that was kind of the main thing holding me back of like, not only do I have no value, I have nothing to share and I need to not exist in this world. Also, like, I can't let people see me looking so horrific. So now,
I think that's what stops everyone from doing it.
I can imagine.
Surely that is one of the, I think there's definitely an embarrassment around doing anything publicly, of like following whatever you want to do, whether that be like posting your art online, posting like photos of yourself, whatever, it's that you think that it's not good enough. But I think a lot of what, like, I have a lot of friends that say that they won't take selfies, and I remember questioning it loads, and it's like, okay, so I think there's an element of it that's like, I don't want to be a girl that takes selfies, it's a bit like a not like other girls vibe. But I also think it's like, because you have a complete shame about how you look when you look absolutely delightful, I must say. Like, but most people, I think, or maybe not most, but a lot of people, don't we know there's a beauty standard, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I think in a deep level, it's like, people are so ashamed of how they look that they literally cannot take a photo of their own face.
Yeah.
Which that is deeply horrifying.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I think as well, like, I don't know, I agree with you. I just think the shame goes so deep, and the self-hatred, as we have discussed many a time, it just bounces onto every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
And so it was intriguing for me to see.
Yeah.
And like to live through and just be at the moment experiencing this wave of like I just feel so much better even doing the podcast, just doing anything. I just feel a lot more capable because I can actually like get out of bed and like get ready in the morning. Crazy, actually crazy. And I'm loving being on TikTok. Who knew, honestly? Who
You're made
fucking
for it.
Knew? You know, I actually was thinking the other day, I think I was made for this. Literally like the worst TikTok you've ever seen, but it's me folding clothes, it's me walking down the street, but I'm just really enjoying it. And part of that, I was saying to my boyfriend the other day that like I literally used to take a video and be so like, oh my god, cut up, like ruin my whole life sort of thing. And now now I see a video of myself and I'm like, oh my god, like she looks so cute and happy, like I just actually like that girl. Like when I see that girl in the reflection, I'm like, oh my god, I like her. I like
and isn't
her.
This why we keep banging on about perception? Because it's the same girl.
It's fucking everything.
Literally, physically, you have not changed.
No, I haven't.
You have not changed in when you were hating it and when you were loving it. You literally look the exact fucking same.
Yeah.
But something has changed in your mind, which is allowing you to put a whole new meaning on yourself, which is why the whole thing about any kind of, I don't know, life thing, but especially a body thing, it is actually pretty much
in your mind.
Never about how you actually look.
No, because like, we've all done it where we're like, oh, I hate that picture of me or whatever, and then like 2 years later you see that photo and you're like, what the fuck, that
stunner.
Was such a cute pic.
Yeah. It's actually despicable, like,
no, it is
world.
it's really bizarre. But TikTok is one of those things as well in terms of productivity, not that I guess many people would think of it as the most productive thing, but just the idea that like the more you do something, the more it becomes kind of just an unquestionable part of life and not another thing to make yourself feel bad about, like not another thing that you're adding to the list of things that you're not able to do or like you can't do it good enough. Like I think the only reason I've been able to get on TikTok and the only reason I've been able to do really many things in life, like definitely this was a learning curve through the podcast for me personally, was understanding that if I wanted to only have a perfect podcast, there would never be another episode. Like it would be dead in the dust.
God.
And I would have honestly left you to it, walked away, and I just you would never have seen me again, honestly, because I had to accept that it could never be a perfect podcast. And
no,
I just think high standards sometimes can be so debilitating.
100%. Well, they absolutely are. Like there are some areas where it's really good to have high standards and some areas where it's like, look, they can go too high. Like they actually can be so high that you won't end up living. Like you will just end up
not even high standards. You just actually hate yourself. Stop saying it's high standard. Like you're silly. You're silly, Billy. Like it's okay,
it's kind
but
of
you are silly.
The same issue I have about people being like, oh, I'm just proud. I've just got too much pride. It's like, oh, I'm a perfectionist. I've got high standards. It's like, I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
It's not pride. It's not, oh my god, I've got too much pride to do that.
Yeah.
It's like, I actually think it's just you deeply feel insecure. And I think it's, you're right. It's the exact same thing. It's like, it's not, my standards are so high that I have to have a perfect podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you're setting yourself up to fail.
You won't allow yourself to do anything failure because you know that you're going to beat the shit out of yourself later when it goes wrong.
It's crazy. And I have found, like we said, just put the tampon all the way in. When you leave the tampon kind of half sticking out, it hurts. Like the more we do the podcast, the more you do anything, I think it becomes oftentimes less scary, more natural, and you kind of remove the pressure.
To bring it back to Atomic Habits,
yes,
he was saying, I believe his name is James Clear, which sounds like a fake fucking name. It's almost
Clearwater.
Like, I want a name that symbolizes, you know, like purity,
habits,
productivity.
Glass of water
James
in the morning.
Clear. Yeah, it's like, okay, like simplified, you know,
optimized.
So,
yeah.
Such a fake name. But like there are apparently like these rules that he says for like making a habit. And I can't remember them now, but like one of them is like, oh, I think I can. Make it attractive, make it easy, make it successful, and make it, I believe, rewarding. And I think those are all the same things. It's like, so say you want to make a TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
If you, for example, do the experience of making a TikTok, you find it really difficult to make it, and you feel
it has to be the perfect TikTok.
It has to be perfect, blah, blah, blah. You post it and it's not really rewarding. Oh, and it didn't really get any views, and it wasn't easy, and it wasn't attractive, and it wasn't successful.
Fun. You didn't enjoy the process.
And you felt shit. Then you're not likely to repeat that habit.
Yeah.
It's the same thing of like, oh, so I went for a run, but I said that I was going to go for a 40-minute run. So it wasn't rewarding, it wasn't successful, and it wasn't easy. So I will never do it again. Whereas if you go, oh, okay, I'm going to go for a 10-minute run.
Literally a two-minute run down the road.
Yeah, yeah, literally a two-minute run. Oh, wow, that was easy. That was rewarding. It was successful. That means you're going to do it again. Mm. And I think that really has changed my mind on a lot of things, because I think when it comes to like being productive, I think I set myself really unattainable goals, that it's like you need to write a novel, basically. Like you just need to somehow, from where you are right now, have written a novel.
Have it all done and dusted, like, by this time tomorrow.
So every time that you sit down to be like, okay, I'm gonna do some writing, it isn't successful, it isn't easy, it isn't rewarding, so you don't repeat it. Whereas if it's like, okay, so I'm gonna write for 10 minutes, mm-hmm. Oh, look at that, it was successful, it was rewarding, it was easy, so it's like, okay, so I'm gonna do it again tomorrow.
Yeah,
I do think, like, I am learning a lot from that book, actually, just in terms of like basic human psychology that everyone fucking already knew, apparently,
unfortunately.
But it's like, it really is, it's like, look, if it's easy and if fun, you're gonna want to do it again. So make whatever you want to do, make it fun, and then you'll do it again. Make it successful, you'll want to do it again. Don't make it torture, or you'll never do it.
No, and you should never torture. Thou shall not ever torture. It kind of goes back to what you're saying about the greyhound race of like, if you interrupt the thought with an action, so before you have the chance to think, oh, I don't want to go for a run, you're already out the door. And even if it's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to run for 2 minutes, or I'm going to write for 2 minutes, or I'm going to clean the living room for 2 minutes, which I do need to do.
Mm.
Once you start and you've interrupted the thoughts that tell you to not bother,
yeah,
it's so much easier to just keep going on the stride. You just catch that wave.
Also, a lot of it's identity of just like, oh, I need to tidy the living room. Oh, but I'm such a messy slob that I've messed all this up, blah, 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 blah. But almost it's like, actually, if you just flip the identity a bit and just be like, oh no, I'm like actually pretty tidy. Like, I'm tidying my room. Like, I'm a tidy girl. Like, you tidy every day. You do like a few minutes of tidying every day.
Yeah,
tidy girl.
Yeah, nice.
A lot of it's just rooted in like the self-hatred of like the shit that we put on our identity of like, I can't run because I'm so unfit and I've never run before and my running trainers are shit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, it's like, look, you're a healthy girl that goes running every now and then.
So
you can run for 2 minutes. Like, that's actually that's quite good, actually.
I think as well, something as well that we said recently was like, you can't hate yourself into this new version of you. Like, don't try and hate yourself into being better.
And boy, have we tried.
Oh, boy, have we tried.
It doesn't work.
But it's soft and gentle times. You have to be easy on yourself. Do things out of, honestly, love for yourself. Ugh. I know it's so wholesome, but it's fucking true. Like,
that is the incremental steps in the right direction. Like, hating yourself into thinking... Also, I feel like that's what, like, the older generation do. Like, that's almost like, I think that's why, like, our parents would be like, oh, really? You're going to have another second helping of that? Because they think that's, like, helping you be healthy. Or, like, oh, really? Going to lie in bed all day? Because they think that makes you want to get up. I'm using, like, random examples here.
No, yeah.
Oh, you really going to wear that? They think you're going to buy something nice or whatever the fucking shit is.
Yeah.
But, like, these things aren't going to make anyone healthier, more fun in their life. Like,
happier.
They're not going to make you any. No. They're not going to make you do the good habits because they're trying to hate you into being a better person.
Mm.
I think this I actually think millennials kind of introduced this, which I hate to praise the millennials, but like, they're getting a little bit of praise here with their therapy BuzzFeed lives. But like, they really did introduce the idea of like self-care, self-love being like a topic on the table.
Yeah.
And I do think it is so fucking true. The only way to actually make changes, positive changes in your life, is through loving yourself, or like accepting yourself and doing things out of what feels good. You absolutely cannot make positive changes that are motivated by like hate and fear.
Oh, I hope everyone's feeling good.
Same.
Hurts my heart.
Same.
I think
I really
this would
be doing well.
This episode would pump me up, I think.
Mm. That's why I just got scared when you said that, because I thought it was like, oh God, did that make people feel bad? That was supposed to be making people feel good.
No, I think it would make me feel personally. I'm feeling ecstatic.
Good. I'm feeling all right. Like, I'm feeling good. Like,
okay,
you know,
good.
Well, I'm all right.
You can listen to this once it's done.
But you know what's really funny? I've been listening to, like when they come out on the Monday and the Thursday, I listen because I'm like, God, what was that? Like, I've obviously forgotten the whole combo by then. And somehow it's... somehow I'm telling myself everything I need
no,
to hear.
No, literally. I was thinking so that with the weird. Last one. I was like, when she listens to that, she's actually going to have a bit of a heart attack over, like, how accurate it is for your life.
But it's so weird. It's like...
Which is so funny, because it's like, you had a hang of it the last week, so why have you suddenly forgot it? It's so weird.
Like, also, today, we sat down to record, and we weren't sure whether we were going to record or not, because I was like, oh, I just feel really, like, imposter syndrome-y. Like, I don't know. I feel like an imposter. I feel so fake. Like, I don't know who I am. Like, I just feel shit. And the episode that came out today, the day we're recording this, is called Imposter Syndrome. It's like, you literally recorded on this last week.
Yeah.
Like, take your own advice.
No, do, because you have some great advice in there.
No, I did. And I listened to it and I thought, yeah, you know what? You're not an imposter. You're actually smart.
Yeah, you are. And you have a cool thing.
And then I come over here and I talk shit again.
Yeah,
but, you know.
No, it's good. It's part of the fun. I think, I hope on that note, everyone is enjoying the multiple episodes Mondays and Thursdays.
It looks like they are from the post that just went up and everyone's commenting. Everyone's commenting saying they're loving the apps.
Yeah, well, we'll see you again on Monday then. I think this is the Thursday one.
Is this a Thursday?
We'll see you around.
See you around. Just a matter of days. If you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.